from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Mina Kim. The federal government is reviewing whether a population of killer whales should be taken off the endangered list. But here's a twist. As KQED science reporter Molly Samuel explains, the review was sparked by a legal challenge from Central Valley farmers.
You might not expect farms in California to be concerned with killer whales off the coast of Washington.
We're awfully surprised by it, too, but it's a connection that the federal government itself has already made.
Damian Schiff is an attorney with Pacific Legal Foundation, a group that advocates for less government regulation. He filed a petition to delist southern resident killer whales, a population that lives in the Puget Sound.
The feds reason that water projects in the Delta negatively affect salmon and other fish species that are prey for this killer whale population.
The southern resident killer whales are the only orcas protected by the Endangered Species Act. Schiff says recent research indicates that they're not genetically distinct from the larger group of Pacific Ocean killer whales, so they shouldn't be treated differently. Brian Gorman of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the agency's decision to review the killer whale status doesn't mean they'll delist them.
It's part of a process. We're going to spend the next 9 months looking at it very carefully, and then we'll make a call about whether we should continue with the next step.
If the killer whales were removed from the endangered species list, they'd still be protected by the Marine Mammal Protection Act. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
And I'm Mina Kim. More news online at kqednews.org.